Joining me right now is Major Jeffrey Prather. Welcome, Major Prather, to the show today. It's an honor to have you on, sir.
Thanks, Mike. Good to be with you. And I totally agree with your opening there. That makes total sense. And I'm so glad that you're putting that out and saying that.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you for that. I know you and I see this very much the same way because it's a big picture perspective. But I'd like to ask you, actually, for your perspective on where we are right now. You know, we've seen the IDF cutting off the northern half of Gaza, doing a bomb and then bulldoze operation to flatten certain areas. We have Palestinian casualties, at least according to Gazan health ministry figures, of well over 10,000 dead Palestinians at this point, including about 4,000 plus children. This whole thing is escalating rapidly. What do you see as the most important points here in terms of where this is going and the fact that there seems to be no support from the U.S. to support or to push Israel into a ceasefire or diplomatic negotiations? What are your big points on this right now, Mr. Prather?
Well, the first point is to go back to, and you were very gracious to have me on right after I exposed the fact that Israel's intelligence failure was intentional. And then General Flynn confirmed that as well. He's walked the border. I've worked borders. And so this is their 9/11, but it was set up like ours was to do exactly what you have said. And that's the first point that is not being made clear. And it's certainly being covered up by the fake news media that wants to instigate both sides. And I totally agree with what you're saying is they want Jews and Muslims to fight each other. And after they destroy each other, then they are coming for Christians as well. And I totally agree with that point of view. But that's the first most important point, is this was allowed to happen by the same bad actors, which is Shin Bet, Mossad, FBI, CIA, Saudis, that did our 9/11, did their 9/11. And this was instigated purposefully first. That's the first point. And people have not really realized that. The second is to destroy America's remaining warrior force. And that is another election, because this is all being ginned up right at the time that when the Trump ridiculous trials are coming out. And that's, it's not that they're going to convict him. It's that you're just going to tie him up in court. But they don't want anybody to pay attention to that, because they want everybody to pay attention to the Middle East. And our troops are under attack at the same time. We're sending carrier groups over there. And of course, Blinken just went to Turkey. That didn't go well. And a lot of people don't know that Turkey is a NATO member. And now yes. Blinken's going on to Japan, where he has also met with opposition. So NATO is falling apart. Germany is having to side with Russia for fuel resources. So the entire defense structure of NATO in the United States, built after World War II, because Germany and Japan became our allies after World War II, is being systematically destroyed. Just like America, social institutions, political institutions, religious institutions are being systematically dismantled. That's what's going on purpose.
Jeffrey, I'm sorry to interrupt. I completely agree with your analysis, but you mentioned something that I've got to ask. What is the level of domestic pressure in Turkey, for example, against Erdogan by his own people? Remember, Turkey is like 96% Muslim. And you know, huge protests there. What kind of pressure is Erdogan facing to engage in kinetic warfare against Israel? And then in a minute, we can talk about Turkey's extremely advanced military equipment, including its drone production industry. It's the largest exporter of military drones in the world right now, by the way. But also, not just Turkey, but let's talk about Iran. Let's talk about even Jordan and Syria and Yemen, you know, or even Egypt. What kind of pressures are these leaders facing from their own largely Muslim or Persian populations in Iran to do something direct at Israel? And can these leaders resist that call? Should they resist that call and just stand by? You know, what do you see happening here? What's the dynamic?
Well, I think that Erdogan has got tremendous pressure, not only from his Muslim population, but from his intelligence community. Their military and their intelligence capabilities are considerable. And this goes back a long time, way back before my days in special forces. where Special Forces was involved in all of this as well, tying back into an assassination of an Italian premier. And this went back to Turkey. And this is because they can do this stuff overseas. The intelligence community, which I call the deep state or the double government, can do this stuff overseas. People don't understand it, don't pay attention to it. So it's, in my estimation, and I think Colonel McGregor agrees with me on this, Iran is less worrisome than Turkey. Turkey is much more likely to do something like this because Turkey is part of NATO, and that is fracturing that relationship as well. Yemen and other proxy countries for terrorism, just like Iran, are something to be concerned about. But those attacks have been going on for a long time. This is about destabilizing the West completely. And that's exactly what's happening by doing this, because I think there was a failed race war in America. I think they were trying to emulate mimic the South African race war, where blacks are going after white farmers. I think that failed in America. So they are now tying the race war into a religious war. And that's why you'll see Black Lives Matter siding with the PLO in America. And now you see Mar-a-Lago and the White House both being tagged. And that is the destruction and deterioration of the American system.
Yeah, I want to ask you about the domestic implications of all of this. Let me plug your website just for people who want to follow you. It's jeffreyprather.com, and that's J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, Prather, P-R-A-T-H-E-R.com. People can find you there. And other platforms I'll give you a chance to mention at the end of the show here. But domestically, we have, of course, many people of Palestinian ethnicity in the United States, many on student visas, many who have immigrated and are American Palestinians, you know, a huge number, and not just Palestinians, but people from many other countries, you know, people who are from Lebanon, for example, people who are from Turkey. In America, and for the most part, you know, these immigrants most people all over the world just want to be left alone. You know, they want to have peace for the most part, I would say. But these events in the Middle East can make it easier for extremist leaders domestically in the United States to recruit susceptible people who are driven by rage, for example, against Israel's bombing, which, let's face it, is pretty darn outrageous when you're bombing hospitals and ambulances and you have 90 plus Israeli rabbi doctors calling for more bombing of hospitals. I mean, I've never heard of doctors calling for bombing hospitals. So you're going to get a lot of outrage domestically in the United States, in Canada, even in Australia and across Western Europe. What do you think is the real risk of domestic extremism, i.e. actual terrorism, you know, suicide vest bombings, of government buildings or, arson attacks? Do you think it's going to go there domestically?
Well, I think it's being designed to go there. I sent a graphic of a law enforcement alert about PLO Hamas extremists coming in. And this is now the MO of the FBI. And I graduated from the FBI Academy in 1990. Most of the FBI's cases, of the 20, 25 FBI terrorist cases, 18 to 19 of them are what I would call entrapment cases, where they find some hapless Muslim kid. He's disenchanted. They say, hey, do you want to strike at the United States, at the Great Satan, which is Wahhabism, by the way, out of Saudi Arabia, by the way, our so-called allies. Because, yeah, well, you got a target? No. Well, here's a target. You got any explosives? No. Well, here's some fake explosives. And then they run through the whole case. And then they arrest him, and then they call that a great setup. And I think that's what's happening now. And this is gearing up to the elections for more continued DOJ, FBI election interference. And it's being very systematically manufactured and brought along. And of course, we now see Border Patrol lifting up the razor wire at the border with the Border Patrol cars right there, bringing in illegals. To make all of this happen so that there is chaos by next year. This is all calculated chaos. This is not crazy. This is manufactured malice. This is engineered evil. And it's being done very, very systematically, which is why we shouldn't. And you're right. And also the Gaza University that they just bombed. And they said, oh, well, there were explosives there. There were secondary explosions. And all the experts say that's not the case. And I've put up a lot of stuff on a lot of IDF QR, so Israeli Defense Force, Quick Reaction Force folks who have agreed with me and General Flynn that this was a setup and we should not be doing this the way it is being done. And it is simply to instigate and put blood in everyone's eyes.
Yeah, it seems very clear to me that Israel is engaging in actions that are designed to provoke the most outrage, the most reactions from, you know, the Arab world, and also potentially to try to provoke Iran. And we know that Senator No Limit Lindsey Graham, as I call him now, because he says there's no limit to how many Palestinian civilians can be killed, and it's all okay with him. But No Limit Lindsey Graham wants to bomb Iran no matter what. They want a reason for it, right? They want Iran to react so that they can say, see, you know, Iran punched back. Now we have to launch everything at Iran. But something that you just said there was really critical. You said that you believe that domestic terrorism is being or will be manufactured. Now, are you saying, sir, that you believe that the FBI in particular will now go around and attempt to recruit, as you call them, disillusioned young male Muslims in America who can be signed up to participate in acts of terrorism that are actually architected by the FBI, because the FBI is quite famous for doing that. You know, that's what they're known for now. They create a plan and then they just go recruit somebody and say, here, drive the van, you know, plant this backpack next to the bridge, you know, fly this drone over the White House, those kinds of things. Do you think that that's actually happening now or will happen?
I think it has happened. It is happening and it will happen. And I think that's what they're building to here. Remember the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, the FBI drone overhead came out. It turns out there's an FBI agent running behind the child molester and the wife beater trying to kill Kyle. And they had an FBI drone overhead. Remember the Garland, Texas Draw Mohammed event, where an FBI agent yes. brought two ISIS terrorists to the event. They followed him in his car. A sharp Garland cop dropped both of them. He tried to flee, and he was only allowed to flee when he showed them their credentials. Then, of course, we've got the January 6th evidence. We've got the Wolverines, where the Michigan militia watches Red Dawn too many times. And so this is a clear modus operandi of what I call, in my day, this was called entrapment. If I was doing a drug reverse as a DEA agent, I had to sell real cocaine or something. Then I had to take it off. That somehow through court corruption, they don't have to do that. There's not real explosives. There's not real plots. We saw this in the Wolverine plot, where it's a 1-to-1 ratio through the FBI. And then that special agent was brought in to do the January 6th thing. We saw this with the Las Vegas shooting, where that was a Saudi royal family inter-rivalry assassination attempt. And so it's pretty clear to me that this is being built to this, and it's being built
I apologize for the interruption, but in addition, you said, you know, the FBI does recruit people to drive a van that's full of fake explosives, right? We've seen that. But in this case, we also know, and I know you're aware of this, there are real explosive vests that have been smuggled across the southern border, right? There is weapons trafficking. And I've been told from other sources that there are not only RPGs and not only, you know, portable mortars, you know, that mortar teams could operate, but that the State Department even panicked over the loss of some surface-to-air missiles that they couldn't figure out where they went, somewhere in the United States, that could obviously be used to bring down a commercial airliner pretty easily by some sufficiently motivated terror group. So I guess my follow-up question to you is, are we going to see also real suicide bombers blowing up Americans in grocery stores or malls or stadiums or wherever? Is that a real risk now?
I think that the FBI will manage this because they want to control it and they want to then wrap it up. And so there may be some bombings like that happening. But Fast and Furious, the last time I was on Fox News on Laura Ingraham was when the DOJ excluded the two AK-47s that murdered Brian Terry, the BORTAC agent. And I used to work with BORTAC and deploy with BORTAC. And they excluded them from the case. And I said, why would you exclude the murder weapons from a murder trial unless you're trying to cover up? I think all that will continue to happen, but they will manage that because they don't want it to get out of control. When they start to do that here domestically.
Jeffrey, sorry to interrupt. We're going to go to break here, but stay with us, folks. We have Major Jeffrey Prather here. I apologize for interrupting. We'll be right back after this break here on Infowars.com. I'm Mike Adams with Major Jeffrey Prather. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We continue now with Major Jeffrey Prather. Now, sir, I'm so impressed with your experience and your analysis. And you are also, you've been a firearms instructor for many years. And, you know, you're very, very proficient in, you know, multiple weapon systems. You know, I've been trained over many years, not to the extent that you have. And, you know, I've never served in our armed forces or anything. But you and I both, even though we're proficient in weapons, we are both calling for peace. And let me set this up and get your reaction to this. I believe that more war and more bombs and more conflict feeds into the control systems of the globalists. I believe that peace actually disarms the globalists and takes away power from them and brings us back to we the people, where we're not living under these emergency powers and another crisis that's been formulated by the globalists with, you know, over exciting and radicalizing Islam against Christians and against, in many cases, Jews across America and so on. Do you agree or disagree with that assessment? And if you agree, how should we call for peace? How should we accomplish that?
Well, I totally agree with it. And I think World War I Marine Corps General Smedley Butler, who was awarded actually or received two Medal of Honors back in the day, you can only get one now, said war is a racket, wrote about that. The military-industrial machine, we haven't been allowed to win a war since World War II. And they are all endless wars now. And that's so that everybody is distracted. But the real war is being waged against us by the globalists. It's the resistance versus the reset, or the way I like to say it is, it's parents versus pedos. And in all of these wars, you see a lot of dark economy of drugs, weapons, and people, and now in particular, children. But no, I agree totally with that statement. And again, the religious war, most people don't change their religion. And race war was not really activated well in the United States. They tried to do that. It didn't work real well. The Ukraine war is fading. That was totally a CIA setup. Victoria Nuland through the Maidan Color Revolution, all of that. So now they're going to activate a religious war. And because there's a lot of what I unfortunately call, and I'm a Christian chaplain, Christian Zionism, that the state of Israel is somehow holy, as opposed to the people of God, the Israelites, which is not the same thing at all. And a lot of people, like the new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, are just buying right into that. And we should not be doing that, because, of course, that is not following Yeshua, Jesus, at all. It's just kill them all. And that's what basically Israel and the United States policy is advocating. But that puts them at odds with Japan, with Turkey, even Germany, who has to now go to Russia for fuels. And so this just deteriorates all. I see all of our hard-won allies fading away from us, and I see it being done very purposefully. And of course, our military at this point is already wrecked.
Well, this brings up a critical question. Is Israel, even as they are succeeding in bombing many residential buildings and universities and hospitals into rubble, in especially northern Gaza, is Israel actually destroying itself in terms of its international reputation? Will Israel be able to survive this intact? In fact, Colonel Douglas McGregor says that Americans must save Israel from itself, insinuating that Israel is acting irrationally in a way that contradicts its own long-term self-interests. Do you agree with that assessment, Jeffrey, that Israel is doing tremendous damage to its own reputation and its own long-term viability? And is Netanyahu going to wind up maybe indicted by the International Criminal Court over this?
No, I disagree that America needs to save Israel by any means. And that's kind of the American Zionist from the Schofield Bible point of view. And that comes after the Civil War. But Netanyahu is playing to the far religious right. Most Israelis are secular. It is the highest level of homosexuality. You've all know Harar is there. It's the highest of killing babies, the unborn babies. none of that applies. And so we don't need to save Israel. Israel is destroying its own reputation. It has had a fabulous reputation for the military, for special operations. We all study radon and Entebbe. Israel is clearly, in my opinion, the best intelligence service in the world. And so, again, that goes back to the intentional failure on October 7th. And so, yeah, they are destroying their credibility, and everybody is going to take a side, which we should not do, as you opened the show saying we should be on humanity's side, not choosing a side, because they are traditionally very emphatically trying to divide us over this issue. And they don't even clearly understand the issue here.
I'm glad you brought that up, because also it's true that Netanyahu is very unpopular among Israelis. In fact, I would say the majority of Israel wants him to be removed from power, and it seems very unlikely to me that he will survive this power. But we also have many Jews across America, especially younger Jews in universities, who are actively protesting against the Zionism policies that appear as ethnic cleansing in Gaza. And so we have Jews for Peace, or, you know, Jewish Voices for Peace, which tend to be more leftist groups, but there are also conservative Jews that are completely opposed to what Israel is doing. And how do we understand these distinctions between Judaism versus Zionism, Christian Zionism versus American Jews that oppose what's happening there? How do we sort all this out?
That is so good that you said that. And there are Hasidic Orthodox Jews in Israel supporting the PLO against the Israeli state, which is not the holy nation of Israel, even there. And I just showed on my show last week Israeli policeman knocking down a Hasidic Jew. And I showed other clips where they were actually holding up PLO flags. Genetically, they're the same people, and there is no genetic race of Jews. By the way, my wife was raised Jewish. She's Christian now, but all the women of valor were imports anyway. So that's a total myth as well. But the way to sort this out is, again, Torah or Old Testament is good, and Yeshua, Jesus, comes to fulfill Torah, and I believe that. But Talmud, rabbinic commentary on Torah, is terrible. It's got 18 genders, and you can marry a child or whatever. And Zionism is not Judaism. They are separate, and people don't really understand those distinctions. And that's very important to understand. And if people focused on their faith, these would go away, but they're blurring their faith along political lines, which it was never supposed to be that.
Very easy for people to be blurred in their faith or in their rationality when it comes to atrocities. The images of dead babies being retrieved out of rubble, and sometimes with not all their limbs intact, and these kinds of scenes are designed to bypass rationality and get people enraged. Jeffrey, we're going to go to a break, one more break. Stay with us. We'll be right back, folks, with Jeffrey Prather here on Infowars.com. All right, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams here joining you from the Brighteon Studios in Central Texas. And we continue this hour with Major Jeffrey Prather, and we'll be joined next hour by former UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter. Now, Mr. Prather, you have formerly, DIA, you've been with DEA, you've done Special Forces, I believe, B-Team operations before. And I want your assessment right now of what Israel is looking at in terms of urban warfare, using 300,000 reservists who I would characterize as, minimally trained compared to an active duty soldier. Obviously, I'm not disparaging their character. I'm just saying, they're reservists. They don't have the same kind of, trigger time, right? And I've seen a lot of videos of the Hamas fighters with RPGs just walking right up to Israeli armor, almost point blank range, which tells me that the Israelis, the IDF, they don't know how to use their armor. God forbid I comment on their military, but you're not just supposed to run around in tanks and have all your troops inside the infantry fighting vehicles all day. You got to have eyes on the ground. But I want your assessment of what the IDF is doing on the ground there. What are their risks? And also, what are their achievements in terms of, turning Gaza into rubble?
Well, none of that makes sense at all. And the IDF in the past has been extremely effective. And some of their operations are classically textbook studied by the 7-day war, the raid on Entebbe. They've done some great stuff, as they've done some fabulous intelligence operations. But now it looks like they're just throwing troops into a grinder. Very similarly to what's happening in Ukraine, which is also called at times the new Israel as well. And this is, I think, to instigate even more war. So there is a part of the Israeli religious community that has a messiah on the ground that they think will become the one world leader. That fits into the global cabal's plans. By bringing illegals in that are Muslim through our borders, that fits into the Muslim jihad plans. Both Israeli NPL leaders are supported by the World Economic Forum as well. So that fits everybody's plans. But the tactical strategy of Israel makes no sense, because initially they said, well, we're going to do a big hostage rescue. Well, I have some experience. I've gotten to go to some special schools for hostage rescue. Those are scalpels. What they're doing is a hammer and bringing in tanks. You've got to support armor with infantry. Otherwise, exactly what is happening So this looks to deplete forces so that everybody is weakened, so that there's more continual war, so that everything is in crisis, because the World Economic Forum, global cabal, the deep state, double governments, all want all of that in crisis as things come to a head, especially with the elections approaching, so that there is another legitimate crisis. The last one was the PSYOP with the bioweapons. This one is going to be, it looks like, worldwide religious war happening. But what Israel is doing makes no sense at all. And no. they're just feeding into they've destroyed the terrain. They talked about this, that they were going to do hostage rescues. Well, when you bomb and shell, you've changed the terrain. Typically, when you're going to do a hostage rescue, you want to know what the buildings are. You have the blueprints, so you can figure out how it goes. So none of that seems to be happening. It's just more endless war, more chaos, so that then the global cabal and the deep states can continue to wage war on us.
Yeah, it seems like there will be no hostages left alive by the time they find them. You know, I mean, with these bunker buster bombs and, you know, bombing bakeries where people are standing in line outside, you know, waiting for bread, and bombing refugee camps and so on. But I think this is all designed to elicit a response. So let's talk about that. What Israel has done to Gaza, which has been a siege for many years, but more recently, a total siege, cutting off, you know, electricity, food, fuel, and water, and also internet connectivity intermittently. That siege warfare that Israel is waging on Gaza could also be waged against Israel by the Arab nations. So, for example, much of the fuel and energy that comes to Israel comes through Turkey, for example. And also, we're hearing calls from Yemen to cut off all oil exports from Middle Eastern nations to Israel. And it really wouldn't take much for Israel to be cut off both land and sea routes, where Israel could find itself in a Gaza-like siege situation. And more calls from Arab nations are leading to that point. Do you think that Turkey in particular is actually going to start getting to a point where they either attack, or we could also talk about Hezbollah in Lebanon, but will there be attacks on Israel, and or will there be siege warfare, or let's say commodity embargoes against Israel, in your opinion?
Oh, I think you've elaborated siege warfare excellently, and I think there will be both. And I think this, again, is to build towards, I call it World War IV, but a lot of people call it World War III. But again, it is building that scenario so that malactors in the global cabal can move forward, because they're being exposed. They're being exposed by Brighton. They're being exposed by InfoWars on the Prather Point as well. People are becoming aware of that. They've turned the portable media around on them, turned the Claymore around. So they've got to distract and dangle. The intelligence term is dangle. And so that's what I think is happening. So both, I think, are going to happen to make things worse. But it's a very fragile relationship, because if they collapse it too much, then they lose control. And that's why I think there'll be some attacks in the United States, but not a lot of attacks, because they want to bring in more FBI, more DHS, especially towards election years, but they don't want to lose control too much. But they are playing a very dangerous game, because they can lose control of this everywhere. And Israel could lose control of this everywhere as well.
Very important point. Israel could lose control. And Turkey in particular, you know, Turkey has vast military might, vastly outsizing Israel, just Turkey alone, not to mention Syrian forces or Iranian forces and so on. But, you know, Turkey is a very advanced nation, advanced manufacturing. I mentioned drones earlier. Turkey is the largest manufacturer and exporter of drones. They also have fifth generation fighter aircraft in the pilot stage, by the way. And they also have, I don't know how many thousands of tanks, and they can raise over 1 million soldiers relatively quickly. I mean, I think it's the second largest standing military in all of NATO, other than the United States of America itself. So if Turkey decides to move on Israel, how can Israel, frankly, even survive that, not to mention the other countries?
Well, I don't think, I think they'll survive. I think there's endless war. So World War II, we see a conclusion of it. Japan and Germany surrender, and then that war ends. Fifth generation war, a gray war, a quiet war, just continues to go on. So I don't think Israel will completely destroy PLO. I don't think the PLO will completely destroy Israel. I think they want endless conflict. But I do agree with you that Turkey is more dangerous than Iran, because while the Iran theocracy wants a lot of war, I don't think the Iranian people, the Persians, are really interested in that. And they're usually at odds religiously and socially with the rest of the Arab world. So I don't think they would engage. They could lose control as well. That's why under the Obama administration, the only Muslim regime that was not allowed to participate in the so-called Arab Spring was Iran, because a real revolution in Iran would overthrow the theocracy that the Iranian people don't want. And they are very averse to the rest of the Arab world. They are Persians, not Arabs. So
all
Turkey,
Jeffrey, you have outstanding analysis. You have a lot of experience and knowledge of world events and what's going on inside the intelligence community as well. Give us where people can find you and how they can follow your work.
Well, my show is The Prather Point at jeffreyprather.com, on Rumble on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And I'm on Brighton TV, The Prather Point, 10 a.m. on Friday mornings as well.
Okay, and then jeffreyprather.com. Aren't you on another site, another platform where people can do a little monthly subscription or something?
Yeah, I'm on patreon.com/JeffreyPrather. Okay. So I say a lot of outrageous things, and if you want to follow what I'm saying, see the intelligence and the evidence of it, it's on my Patreon at the $5, $15, and $25 level. I list all that stuff out so you can see what I'm saying.
All right, got it. And the reason I invited you on, Jeffrey, you know, I really honor your work and the fact that you do stand for peace. You understand violence. You understand how violence has to be used sometimes in self-defense in order to stop other forms of violence. So you're not naive to this, but you call for peace, and you're also a man of God as well. So thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me so much.
It's been an honor to have you on. Take care. Jeffrey Prather, everybody. Thank you for supporting us here at Brighteon.com. And one way you can also help support us is by shopping at HealthRangerStore.com. And we've got some really exciting new products to share with you here today. I've got samples on my desk, and there's three things to mention here. The one on the left, it's called Hydrate Elementals. It's a combination of coconut water powder, certified organic, and Aquamen, which is a mineral supplement that has some very special, unique properties. This is about mineral replenishment and hydration. You can learn more about it at our website, healthrangerstore.com. It's very popular, especially with people who do any kind of fitness or workouts. We've also got here on the right side a new trail mix product. This has coconut chips and nuts and almonds and walnuts plus raisins. It's a very delicious trail mix, and it's not just a bunch of junk and a bunch of crumbs. and byproducts of nut processing. I mean, this is a high-end trail mix, all certified organic, all lab tested, including for glyphosate and heavy metals and more. Check it out at healthrangerstore.com. You're really going to enjoy this. And then finally, in the middle there, we have something brand new that I'm super excited about. It's a pine needle nasal spray. And that's in the green little small vials there with the nasal spray aerosolized tip on the top. I personally harvested the pine needles for this in Texas. They're loblolly pine trees because the pine needles are extremely high in shikimic acid. And then I oversaw the extraction of the shikimic acid and then the mixing of that into this formula. You can read the ingredients on our website. But this product is not being sold. It's only available for free as a bonus giveaway during our Black Friday sale event that's coming up. And watch for that. Join our email list. You'll get the announcements. You get, you know, all the links to participate in that. The only way that you can get that nasal spray with the shikimic acid using pine needles that I personally harvested in Texas is through the Black Friday event at healthrangerstore.com. And during that event, by the way, it's our biggest sale of the year. We're going to have the most products on discount, all kinds of amazing discounts, including on third-party products that are drop shipped and so on. It's wait till you see the catalog and the landing page for that. It's going to be quite impressive. But you definitely want to take advantage of that and get some of this pine needle nasal spray. And look up shikimic acid, too, because that's the molecule that is used to make Tamiflu, by the way. Very interesting fact. Also, one more thing. On our website, healthrangerstore.com, we now have available certified organic heavy cream powder. We've got it in pouches and number 10 cans. And this heavy cream powder is, of course, you know, laboratory verified. It's tested for, you know, heavy metals and glyphosate and microbiology as well. And there's no junk in here. It's literally powdered heavy cream. It's not just maltodextrin and you know, a bunch of garbage with cream flavor. None of that stuff. This is the real deal. That's why it's not cheap, by the way. But if you want to add to your food storage pantry, heavy cream, this goes a long way. And we also have, by the way, we have now organic white cheddar cheese powder, also in number 10 cans and pouches as well. So you can make your own macaroni and cheese pretty easily by combining this cheese powder with the organic cream powder and some salt and pepper and some onion powder and get yourself some, you know, organic macaroni. And it's all done. You have a really nice meal. So take advantage of this at healthrangerstore.com, and that will also help support this platform. We thank you for your support, and I'm committed to bringing you more interviews, more content, more analysis each and every day that helps you understand what's happening in our world, helps you navigate it, and also, importantly, helps you survive it. Thank you for supporting us here at Brighteon.com and healthrangerstore.com. Take care.